Support for the WXXI Business Report comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, a local mobile community bank providing financial services to Western New York for 150 years. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
And now it is time for the WXXI Business Report with Randy Gorman. Randy, if folks are invested in the stock market, they know a little bit about how the coronavirus is affecting the national and global economy. Well, now we're considering the potential impact of the virus on the local economy.
Yes, good morning, Beth. And of course, that really shouldn't be a surprise, not only in your 401ks and things like that, but there's a lot of talk, as we found out yesterday during a briefing with the Monroe County Executive. They are closely monitoring the situation to see what might happen. The novel coronavirus causing concerns, not only, as you mentioned, big hit on the stock markets last week, but what it may do on the local level. Gary Keith is a regional economist for M&T Bank. He says concerns about the virus could affect the service industry, people spending those discretionary dollars.
Maybe you're in a service business and it's you don't see it touching you. You still may have the worry that it's going to impact the economy that then causes more uncertainty and delays.
Bob Duffy is the president and CEO of the Greater Rochester Chamber of Commerce. He says that organization is in touch with various local and state officials so that the chamber can provide good advice to its members.
I think we all should be planning, and the hope is for us to align with the county executive, our county health director, our two major health systems, and get as much information out that is it's cogent, it's up to date.
And Duffy says businesses locally and elsewhere which depend on China for manufacturing and other services could be hit as well. And he says that's a good reason to try and bring more manufacturing back to the U.S. shores, even if the costs are a bit higher. The Wall Street Journal did a story last week which for the second year in a row ranks Rochester at the bottom of a list of 53 metro areas with populations of more than a million people when it comes to job growth. Buffalo was second worst. The Journal worked with Moody's Analytics to assess the labor markets. Each region ranked on several metrics, including the unemployment rate, the labor force participation rate, job growth, and also wage growth. Austin, Texas, and Nashville, Tennessee did the best in that survey. And going back to Bob Duffy, he said it's not the first time that the Rochester area got a negative article in the national press, which he says really doesn't reflect some of the growth going on here. Duffy says we saw about a 1.5% increase in private sector job growth in the Rochester area last year.
And I don't believe Rochesterians should expect like a 5 or 10% jump. This is a marathon, not a sprint, but we're going in the right direction. All the metrics are starting to move.
And Gary Keith, the M&T economist, also generally positive about job growth in this area last year. He says it is hard to compare Rochester to places like Austin and Nashville, which have growth in population that we do not have in upstate New York. Well, Constellation Brands set to have a presentation for investors in Las Vegas on Wednesday, primarily to talk about the beer division's strategic initiatives. This after the company late last week responded to some negative publicity about one of its top-selling brands, Corona Beer. Although it has nothing to do with the coronavirus, that still prompted a lot of chatter on social media. In fact, the New York City public relations firm did a survey showing that 38% of beer-drinking Americans will not buy Corona now. Constellation CEO Bill Newlands coming out with a statement on Friday, which said that it's unfortunate that recent misinformation, as he put it, about the impact of the virus on their business has been circulating in various kinds of media without any further investigation or validation. He says it doesn't reflect the reality, and he does say the feedback they're getting from their distributors and retail partners are that Corona is indeed doing very well. Charter Communications, the parent company for Spectrum Internet and Cable Services, has created the Spectrum Community Investment Loan Fund. The fund will invest $10 million by the end of next year, making loans of up to $1 million each through community development groups. The grants will go to small businesses whose goods and services help meet core needs in underserved areas. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.